You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 53.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード53番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we have a very interesting topicabout how we talk about families in Japan versus the United States.
そうです。今日は非常に面白い話題なんだよね。自分の家族のことについて人にどう話すかっていうのって日本とアメリカとかなり違うんではないかっていうことを話していきたいと思います。
Yes, because let's just put it out there, the concept of uchi to soto doesn't really exist here. There is no real equivalent to uchi to soto in the American language. I can't think of any examples that's a cultural practice where you would like humble your own family or your own company or anything like that.
なるほど。あんまりないんだろうね、本当に。なんか、例えば、ちーちゃんだったら、友達に対して自分の家族のことを話すときってどういう感じで話す？
I feel like I toe a funny line of Japanese and American culture because I'm very uncomfortable talking highly about my family. And やっぱりなんかできないんだよね。But at the same time, if I feel like I'm talking poorly about my family or humbling my family, then people are like, oh, do you not like them that much? You don't think that highly of them? Or, you know, are you ungrateful for your family? You know, I do feel like people can perceive it that way. So I try not to sort of diss and humble my family too much.But I can't talk that highly about them either, so then I have to talk very neutrally about them.
そうだよね。そう、すごくさ、そこが面白いなと思ってて、確かに日本のもう感覚でそうだよね。自分の家族のことについて自慢したりとかって、ほとんどないし、よほどのことがない限り。で、ちーちゃんにそういう感覚がアメリカで暮らしてるけど、やっぱりね、日本の家庭で育ってるから、そういう感覚が残ってて、それをアメリカでもやっぱあできないって思ってまあ自慢までいかなくてもね、そうちょっと下げて自分の家族を話すと絶対誤解起きちゃうって思うもん。だから、You would have to explain yourself then?
Yeah, so there had been times where I've been talking about my family and I was saying like, oh, the, you know, like they do these dumb things, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is that I'm saying, I can't even remember what it was. But I remember the person I was talking to was kind of like, whoa, like what's going on? And so I did stop and say,You know, I know I talk, you know, negatively sometimes about my family, but it's actually a way that I humble my family. It's a cultural way of speaking. We never speak highly about our family. And so I was giving examples where your son may be going to the best university, but you wouldn't go around bragging about it. You would just say like, oh, my stupid son. Yeah, he's going to, guess he's going to college. You know, like you kind of say it in a different way. And what was funny is this person I was talking to goes, oh,okay, so like if I was Obama's mom, I wouldn't say my son is the president of the United States. I would say my son works for the government. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. それすごいいい例だよ。いい例っていうか、that's a very good, clear, わかりやすい example だね。確かに、まあ政府関係者ですとか言って、そんなにね、どこの地位にいるかまで自慢しないもんね。本当に。
Yeah.
まあまあ、ちょっと説明しておくと、やっぱりアメリカだと自分の家族についてはいいことをどんどん話していくっていうのがやっぱ基本だよね。 アメリカの文化としては、うん、実際にねアメリカ行って旅しててもそう思うし住んでてもそうだなって思ってたし映画だろうがテレビだろうがいつでもそういう風に見えるんでやっぱそれって文化の一つで、うん、ここが日本と全然違うな真逆だなって思うねで For me when I'm living in Japan everybody speaks negative or poorly about their family so it's uncomfortable and disturbing sometimes and so I deliberately say good things about my family to kind of それをねブレイクするためにっていうの、はい、あの I, of course I do explain a little bit about the cultural differences and why I'm speaking so highly of my family but
and do people get it
well some people do yeah if I'm able to explain it very well、mm-hmm. which like I think it's like half and half な感じはするけどあの some people do get it people who watch American movies a lot who are more accustomed to the American culture they would understand but、mm-hmm. some people I can tell that they're uncomfortable な感じの時もあるね、mm-hmm. だから本当に真逆って感じがするね
I think it's especially true when it comes to children. Because here, you'll always hear people talk about how beautiful their children are, how smart their kids are, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the amazing accomplishments that they've gotten, and, you know, how successful they are in sports. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what you'll see a lot of, not only posted on social media, but in conversation. And that's just not part of the conversation, I think, in Japan, that parents have with each other.
Yeah, 本当そうだよ。日本の場合は子供については、あの、自慢したい気持ちはいっぱいあると思うんだよ本当はねだんだん少子化になってきてるし一人しか子供いないっていう人もいっぱいいるからさもう自慢しなくてたまんないと思うんだけどそれ絶対校長的にはやっぱりしないことなんでもううちの息子はバカでとかうちの息子はこんなことしちゃったんだよとか、right. うちの娘はもうこれもできないあれもできないとかなんかできないことにフォーカスして話すし
そう、yeah.
And これは今の時代でも昔の時代でも多分同じだね日本の場合は
So I have a friend who is Japanese and her husband is actually Italian、mm-hmm. and you know they have a bicultural marriage for sure
hi,
and hi. they、have children and her husband sometimes will be like oh my god like our son is so amazing blah 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 and she'll be like 親バカ親バカ
そうもうまさにそう親バカっていう言葉はまさにこの文化から出てきてる気がするんだけど、
yes.
あの、yes. ねさっきも言ったように子供のこと自慢したいけど言わなくてだけどポロポロって出ちゃうんだよねこう可愛いだよみたいなこと言っちゃったとするじゃん。そうすると、はい、いや、親バカだなとか。
はい。
Also, that's the explanation that you would give. You would first start off and say, this is a little 親バカ、
right.
but なんとかなんとかってちょっとこう、それを言ってからちょっと自慢するみたいな。
So you're explaining that you're aware.
Yes, yes, yes. You're aware, you're fully aware that you're being 日本の文化からしたらちょっと変な感じはするけど、でもちょっと言っちゃえみたいな感じで。親バカみたいな。
だって親バカっていう、there's no equivalent of that in the American language that I can think of, where, you know, that idea doesn't even really exist.
でもそうだろうね。やっぱないんだろうね、その文化がね。例えば子供、yeah. 日本の場合子供だけじゃなくて、自分の奥さんとか旦那についても絶対によくは言わないよね。めったにないよ。Yeah. よく言う人も。特に男の人なんて奥さんのことをよく言ったらかっこ悪いって感じがすると思うんだよね。Mm-hmm. こう、半暴なだけじゃなくて、かっちょ悪いからそんなね、mm-hmm. もううちの神さんはどうのこうのとか言ったり、
mm-hmm.
まあ、うちの神さんがダメとかは言わないけど、mm-hmm. その、mm-hmm. ね、自慢はしないよね。
So my sister and I, like, we don't have biological children of our own,
mm-hmm.
but we have pets. Hi. And we, すごい可愛がるんだよね, our Nicole.
Hi, hi, hi.
And, but, like, sometimes we're like, yeah, it's 親バカ.
Really?
Yeah. Because we're like, look how cute he is. Oh, my God, he's so cute.
じゃあそこは comfortable なんだね.
Amongst ourselves, oh, okay, yes. Okay. It's kind of a joke.
まーちゃんは自分の猫を自慢して、ちーちゃんは自分の猫を自慢す。自慢っていうか可愛く言うって感じ。
Yeah, so we'll be like, 親バカ。
I see. でも多分ね、 日本の場合唯一自慢するのはペットかもしれないね。自分の猫ちゃんやワンちゃんに関してはもうこんなに可愛いのよみたいなことは平気で言う。
And that's okay. That's okay. Like people are comfortable with that.
Comfortable with that. Yes.
Interesting.
それは今日のうちと外で言うと外になる。まあ明らかにうちだけどね。
うちだけど they're an exception.
Yeah. になるかもね。
Interesting.So what about the wives talking about their husbands?
もうそれも絶対言わないよね。うちの旦那こんなにすごいのよっていう人はあんまり 90% は多分悪く言うね。
Yeah. Well, and that's where I feel like I can get in trouble a little bit because I'm so inclined to speak negatively or lowly about my partner, my family members. And because people that I talk to don't always know what the context is in terms of my culture, I feel like they're gonna think I'm incredibly ungrateful or I, you know, like I'm abusive to my family members or something.
So, so, そんな誤解されちゃったらたまったもんじゃないね。
Yeah, so I have to like catch myself sometimes where I'm like, oh, I'm speaking badly about my family. And it feels very natural to me though to be that way. So,
yeah, 不思議だね、そういうのってね。ねえ、ちーちゃんはずっとアメリカの社会で暮らしてるけど、やっぱ家族が日本の家族だから、やっぱそういうのを引き継いでるっていうか、残ってるんだろうね、その文化が。
Well, I feel like that family culture and the family rules, like that, you know, for the first 10 years of my life, even though we were here in the United States, it was like 会社の人で、they were all 日本人 family, right? So it was very much like this 日本人 bubble that we were living in, and...I think that 影響が、you know, is still strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. なるほどね。Like, if someone were to speak about their kids or their children, こうね、自慢する、自分に対して自慢してきたらさ、やっぱり違和感はあるからね、やっこでも。逆にアメリカでの生活も経験したから、自分の家族のことをよく言うっていうのは、あんまり違和感ないんだよ、やっこは。だけど、like, if they're like really, really going on, like, ね、すんごい言ってたらやっぱちょっとは気になるんで Yeah, that's so different and that's interesting. 例えば日本の場合会社でもそうだもんね。家族だけじゃなくて自分の会社の人のことはよく言わないっていうのはあるから、まあよく言わないっていうそんなに文句を言うとかガンガンに悪く言うわけではないけど、でもあんまりpraiseはしないよね。
Well, and then the language I think too is it's a humbling language, right? There's a different there's different words that you would useFor honorific words and then the humbling words.
ね、自分が持っていったお土産に対してつまらないものですかっていうのと
はいはい、はい、
同じ感じだよね。
Yeah, and what's funny though is like sometimes when I go to Japan and I'm visiting family and you know I ask about like oh how's so and so or how's my cousins, you know if I'm talking to my aunts and uncles and of course they speak lowly about their children because that's the culture. But like I have to remember.That that's what's happening.
Ah, so you.
Because otherwise, I'm like, oh, are they not doing that well?
So you, ふうにもなるんだね、ちーちゃんも。Okay.
Yeah. So I get it's definitely a confusing place for me.
You're really lost in this gap, then.
Yeah.
本当にちょっと。
It goes both ways.
ちーちゃんがどう感じるかっていうのを聞こうと思ってたから。
Well, yeah. you know, with my friends and people I know, when they speak highly of their spouses or their kids and whatnot, like, it doesn't bother me, because that's just normal here. But what is very weird is when...My family members, meaning my partner and his family, like his kids and his parents and his siblings and stuff, talk highly about each other, that bothers me. Because that to me is very uchi no uchi.
そうだよね。
Like I feel like my family is talking highly about themselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that bugs me in a way that it doesn't bug me like when people who are soto talk highly about their family.
そうだよね。
But what's interesting about that is it very much validates that I see them all as uchi.
そうだよね。そういうことなんだよね。 Like I always wonder when we make that transition. Like for instance...
Oh, right?
Yeah, if you're not blood related or like if it was your spouse, especially your partner. どこでそうなるんだろうね。
ね、yeah, I wonder that too because I think that there is a point where they're still 外?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then at some point along the way, they become 内?
そうなんだよ。ね、どの時点でなるんだろう。 あるいは maybe they're not fully uji. I'm not sure.
Well, I do think it's contextual because mm-hmm. if I'm talking to somebody outside my family, mm-hmm. so if I'm talking to a stranger or a friend, mm-hmm. I think it would be my natural inclination to humble me, John, all of his family members, and all of my family members, right? But there's certain places where I feel like, let me think about this.
Yeah, 難しいよこれは。Yeah, for instance, if I were to speak to a friend about Jan's parents, I would humble them. But if I were to be amongst their relatives, well, highly に変えるからね。
Right, yeah. So it just depends on who you're talking to as well. Yeah, but ultimately, I think the question is, there is the language that you use and what you're saying about the people, mm-hmm. but then there's also the feeling you have about the people. And in Japanese culture, I feel like it's considered faux pas if you are prideful about your uchi, mm-hmm. like yourself, your family members, etc., mm-hmm. right? And so, I mean, I think fundamentally it has to come from a place of like, how do you actually feel?
確かに。あの、実際結構複雑だったりするからね。あの、家族関係って、ね、いつも何かしら家族の中って親戚も含めるといろんなことがあるから。What you feel about them makes a very big difference, of course, in Japan as well, I think. But,
well, and here's one more point that I think is what's really messed up about all of this is like, if John is talking negatively about me mm-hmm. to other people, I would feel offended. Where, like, if my parents are talking negatively about me, I would just be like, that's just what they're doing. Like, I wouldn't take that personally.
Yeah.
But if John was doing it, I think I would be offended.
そうだね。本当に messed up だけど。でも、yeah. that's, I understand that. I would be offended as well. そういう、そのちーちゃんの今のシチュエーションだったらね。
Yeah. So it's very inconsistent and probably a bit unfair the way that it is all set up in my head.
逆だとそうなっちゃうよね。日本とアメリカってすごく似てるところもあるからさ、そのこういう真逆の時ってさ、mm-hmm. もうぐちゃぐちゃになっちゃうよね。Mm-hmm. 特に、ね、mm-hmm. ちーちゃんとヤコみたいに ロスジャパ状態の
子たち。
But I want to ask you, こう今うちと外って言ってるんじゃない日本語では。Mm-hmm. If we were to put that into English, how would you put that into English?
I guess the only way I could explain that is when it's your family versus non-family.
なるほどね。まあそうかそうか。
But it doesn't work in the work environment, right? So I think then you have to say when it's your company versus other companies.
なるほど。その時によっての実際のうちと外の話。その言い方をするってことだね。
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically,、mm-hmm. if you were to say what's the most direct translation, it would be like inside and outside,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
Like who's on the inside and who's on the outside,、mm-hmm. but I don't know that that's, like, people really get that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would. だよね。なるほどね。はいはいはい。いや結構やっぱ、面白いなって思うよ。こう、両文化が真逆な時って、もう、さまようからね。ちーちゃんもやこも。Mm-hmm. And I think it's also funny how you carry on some of the core Japanese cultures that even we don't recognize until that specific thing is pointed out じゃないと、やこたちだって気づかないと思うんだよね。Mm-hmm. すごい、自分の家族を悪く言ったり、低く言ったりしてるよねって言われないと、あ、そうかって気づかないと思うんだよ。だから。
Yeah, yeah, because that's normal, right, in Japan. yeah, but it's definitely different here. Yes. And I think that it's shocking sometimes to Japanese people who come to the US when people speak so highly about their children. It's, you know what I mean? I think
yeah.
if you're not used to that, that's something that feels a little weird at first.
Yeah, 留学とかしてる人は余計気がついて日本に帰ってくるじゃん。そういう人は、mm-hmm. アメリカ人大げさすぎるよみたいな感じで言ってる人も、mm-hmm. yeah. いるからね。その違いは確実に感じてるよね。
Yeah. When I think about like why is that difference exists,、mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with Japan has much more social structures and hierarchies. I think where in the US we operate a little bit more on a everyone's the same culturally, and so therefore there's not like this, oh, I need to honor this person and humble this person. And
yeah, that's a very good point, I think, because we Japanese constantly think about that. こうどこにいてもそれを考えながら行動して、考えながら話すから。Yeah, we always think about that vertical or hierarchy なのか。だからそこが大きく影響してんだろうね。
You know, when I think about my, my colleagues who have studied Japanese and have gone to Japan, they struggle with, they get sometimes the language confused.
Yeah.
And so I remember once I had a friend who used ore,
はいはいはい、
but to like his boss. You know, and like that's not obviously gonna fly, and he got in trouble for that, and just things like that, where it's like, because those language differences don't exist here, that's a hard thing for some Japanese language learners to get, to grasp.
I mean, that, I totally understand that. I mean, that's really difficult, I think, to grasp. And of course, the Japanese, when you know that they're from a foreign country, they're more lenient, and, you know, they understand, but still, like, you know, you still want to get it right somehow.
Right.
And...
だよね。
だからそういうふうに頑張ってる人からするとすごい大変だと思うから。
Yeah, yeah.
わかるわかる。
Interesting, yeah. Well, I imagine that there's people have stories around when they experience the concept of uchi and soto in Japan versus the United States, and we'd love to hear your stories.
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
そうだね。本当にね、ヤコもいろんな人のエピソードを聞きたいなって思うし、こうどういうところで苦労してるのかとか、っていうのもいっぱい話があるんじゃん。特にね、外国の人で最近エクスパットも多いから、話を聞きたいなと思います。ぜひ、お便りください。それと、Facebook と Instagram もぜひ見てください。っていうことで。
Awesome. We will wrap for today, but we are looking forward to seeing you all next week.
はい。それでは、また来週会いましょう。
バイバイ。
バイバイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。